informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine, Lavinia and Zaina with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, state school teachers across Queensland have been asked to refrain from restarting their computers after a software glitch yesterday prevented teachers from accessing online learning materials and roll call programs. The Department of Education has not yet commented on how many of Queensland's 1,266 state schools were affected, but a spokesperson has described the issue as intermittent, affecting teaching staff on an individual basis. The spokesperson said, quote, "Schools are communicating with parents and carers where needed by other means," end quote. The Department of Education has revealed that the issue occurred with one of its Telstra-provided security systems, but clarified that it was not a cyber attack and did not pose a security threat.
Have you heard of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
No.
It's not a children's book or a Scooby-Doo villain, but a deity of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, or Pastafarianism, a new religious movement where every Friday is a religious holiday and there is a beer volcano in the afterlife. Shaban Shadakilla, a converted Muslim to Pastafarian, has vowed to fight to keep his driver's license, featuring a photo of him wearing a colander, the religious headgear of the religion, arguing it's a matter of freedom of religion. He said he moved to Australia because it allowed for greater freedom of expression than his home of Indonesia, where he claimed authorities had a warrant out for his arrest for blaspheming against Islam. After his Facebook post of his new license went viral, Shadakilla was contacted by a government official last week, telling him it was not a legitimate religious headgear and he would need to get a new license. A spokesperson for Queensland's Department of Customer Service said, quote, "Driver's licensing operational policy guidelines were not adhered to in this instance, resulting in a non-compliant driver license photo being taken and issued to a customer. This was a result of human error," end quote. Shadakilla is the latest in a string of Pastafarians to apply for government-issued ID featuring colander headgear. Shadakilla said he and other Pastafarians want to be, quote, "recognised and respected just like any other religion." In national news, an utterly absurd case. South Australia Dairy Farmers Association President Robert Brokenshire is arguing for, quote, "truth in labelling for non-dairy products." Earlier this month, the UK's highest court made a legendary ruling that Swedish company Oatly could no longer trademark or use the wording, quote, "post-milk generation" on its food products, following an objection by British dairy farmers. Dairy UK argued that under trademark law, the term milk could only be used to refer to products coming from an animal. Brokenshire welcomed the ruling, arguing it was a debate that, quote, "needs to be had here in Australia. If people want to buy plant-based meat or almond juice or soy juice, that's okay. But the labelling is grossly misrepresenting the industry," Mr. Brokenshire said. Chief Executive of the Almond Board of Australia, Tim Jackson, is sour on the matter, claiming consumers could separate the cream from the crop by saying they were, quote, "savvy enough to know the difference between dairy and plant-based products," end quote. Sounds like for Jackson, the matter is much ado about nothing, and Brokenshire is crying over spilt milk.
In other news, new city suburb Bays West has been announced around 4 kilometres from Sydney's CBD on Glebe Island. Glebe Island's previous bulk port operations, including cement, gypsum and sugar handling, will cease by no later than 2030. Up to 8,500 homes are set to be built directly above the new Bays West metro station, currently under construction, with at least 10% of these homes promised to be affordable and essential worker homes. In international news, the World Health Organization has announced Denmark to be the first European Union country to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV and syphilis. This is testament to Denmark's resolve in testing and treating at least 95% of pregnant women and keeping infant infections below 50 per 100,000 births through persistent antenatal care, reliable data systems, and the strength of their maternal health system. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the World Health Organization Director General, described the milestone as demonstrating how with, quote, "strong political commitment and consistent investment in primary care and integrated maternal and child health services, countries can protect every pregnant woman and newborn from these diseases," end quote. Now, for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy with a chance of meatballs. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12.4, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.